Welcome back. In this practice, we're going to try a playful thought experiment to help you brainstorm all the different types of purpose that guide your life. Bring awareness to your body. Find your position and adjust until you feel comfortable and alert. No need to tense up or anything like that. But you don't want to be so relaxed that you might fall asleep either. Can you find a sense of purpose in the fact that you're doing this practice right now? Take a moment to reflect on your deepest intentions and let that motivate you to dive in fully. Now, when you're ready, let's imagine it's your 100th birthday party. Somehow you made it to 100. Happy birthday. Everyone's gathered to tell stories about when you were at your best. What do you hope they remember about you after all these decades? Imagine each person at the party is someone you've known for a long time. What positive things do they say about how you treated them over the years? Imagine them gushing about a lifetime of interactions with you and how great you were to them. What does this reflection tell you about the kind of person you want to be? What does it reveal to you about your sense of purpose when it comes to your family, friends, and colleagues? Great. Let's pause the thought experiment here and let go of any kind of practice. Let your attention flow naturally for a few moments. Rest in open awareness. Okay, let's get back to your party. Imagine the conversation continues on, and then someone expresses admiration for that deeper purpose that kept you driving forward through all the ups and downs of life. They're telling everyone about the vision that kept you going through all those years. What would you want them to say in this moment? Get creative. How would you want people to look back on your most inspired, engaged moments? Try not to get into a list of achievements here. Instead, imagine people talking more about your most expansive goals and the deepest motivations you had. What are they saying? Now, let's imagine the conversation turns to some of the big challenges you faced. Imagine what they'd say about how you weathered the storms. Imagine them talking about how your deepest sense of purpose got you through the tough times. One last question. What did you learn in this practice that's worth taking forward? How might you apply this perspective over the next day or two? Great. Let's stop the reflection for the last few moments and rest in open awareness. The idea of a single life purpose is an illusion. We each have many motivations. Reflecting on your 100th birthday party can help shed light on what they are. And once you notice them, you can start intentionally cultivating them and bringing them forward in all areas of life. Once in a while, pause to notice the deeper purpose behind whatever you're doing. See if it provides a new perspective that might help you through the ups and downs of life.